to the well-being scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's word, which gives life to our mortal bodies.
NIV translation is the version of the Bible we're reading from all through this week. And the well-being scriptures for today, we start with health scriptures. Exodus 23, verse 25. And ye shall serve Jehovah your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from thy midst. Matthew 10, verse 8. Heal the infirm, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. Ye have received gratuitously, give gratuitously. Proverbs 3, 7 to 8. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear Jehovah and depart from evil. It shall be health for thy navel and moisture for thy bones. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. Now the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 33, verse 6. Behold, I will apply healing dressing to it and cure. And I will heal them, and will reveal unto them an abundance of peace and truth. Acts 4, 9 to 12. If we this day are called upon to answer as to the good deed done to the infirm man, how he has been healed, be known to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you have crucified, whom God has raised from among the dead, by him, this man stands here before you, sound in body. He is the stone which has been set at naught by you, the builders, which is become the cornerstone, and salvation is in none other. For neither is there another name under heaven which is given among men by which we must be saved. World Scriptures. Proverbs 28, verse 20. A faithful man aboundeth with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. But thou shalt remember Jehovah thy God, and it is he who giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Proverbs 28, verse 19. Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits will have plenty of poverty. Matthew 6, 19 to 21. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth the worthless shall have poverty enough. A faithful man aboundeth with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. To have respect of persons is not good, but for a piece of bread will a man transgress. Luke 16, verse 13. No man, no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and will love the other, or he will cleave to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Proverbs 22, verse 4. The reward of humility and the fear of Jehovah is riches and honor and life. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. Each according as he is purposed in his heart, not grievingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 11. Enriched in every way unto all free-hearted liberality, which works through us thanksgiving to God. Other well-being scriptures. Joshua 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and courageous, be not afraid, neither be dismayed? For Jehovah thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith Jehovah, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you in your little end a hope. Psalm 18, verse 19. And he brought me forth into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon Jehovah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not tire. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 43, verse 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. John 16, verse 33. And these things have I spoken to you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye have tribulation, but be of good courage, I have overcome the world. Ephesians 1, 17 to 21. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him, being enlightened in the eyes of your heart, so that you should know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of the might of his strength, in which he wrought in Christ in raising him from among the dead. And he set him down at his right hand in the heavenlies, above every principality and authority and power and dominion, and every name named, not only in this age, but also in that to come. Colossians 2, 6-7. As therefore ye have received the Christ, Jesus, the Lord, walk in him, rooted and built up in him and assured in the faith, even as ye have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. John 1, 1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things received being through him, and without him, not one thing received being which has received being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light appears in darkness, and the darkness apprehended it not. Thank you. It's such a wonderful time to spend reading the Word of God with you. Listen to this as often as you can and repeat them after reading them, after hearing them, for they bring life to your mortal bodies and health to your bones.
Thank you for your time today. See you again tomorrow. Whatever scriptures for today. Bless you.